for Wild Fork in Whitby. It's Theodore Reeder, the godfather of the grill. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Lucky.
Teddy, how are you?
I can't complain, you know?
No.
You know?
But Teddy Reeder has nothing to complain about.
No.
The life is perfect. No. You know.
It's just fantastic.
That's right. I was thinking the other day about something I haven't had in a long time, and it was kind of a staple at the Venn Ranch when I was a kid, was the corned beef on Kaiser with mustard. It was just a bit of heaven on a plate, and I always thought it was odd and interesting because it was the only meat I knew of that you boiled. Like, I never saw that happen with anything else. I don't even know if they make it like that anymore. But when it comes to corned beef, or I guess, is pastrami like a corned beef? Is it the same idea? What is corned? Why is it called corned beef? And I'm assuming it's some sort of brisket, but am I wrong there?
You're making me use my brain this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Holy smoke. Corned beef is from the brisket.
Okay.
And corned beef is different from pastrami, which is also different from brisket, but it's all in the curing process.
Right.
Typically corned beef, and if you find it in the grocery stores and places like that, it's already been injected with a cure. To one, to help tenderize, and two, to add moisture to it. And then you use a mixture of pickling spices to season it. Mm. If you're going to take a fresh brisket, you would take that brisket and you could use a needler to push holes into the meat, or a fork if you like, and then you make a brine with that mix of salt and water, bit of sugar in there if you choose, and then pickling spices, and there's usually mustard seed and peppercorns and some onions and garlic and some bay leaves and things like that that go into it, and you cure it and then you boil it. And so my dad was a newfie, and corned beef was a staple around the house. Mm-hmm. And he would then take that, and he would get a big pot, and he would take it out of the brine, and he would put it in, he would rinse it off, and he would usually let it sit in cold water for 24 hours to get a little of that saltiness out of it. So if you're buying one in the store, you can do the same thing, is just put it in a bowl of cold water, let it sit overnight, and then rinse it, and then drop it into a pot. Into the pot, you want to add some cabbage to add some flavor, some onion, maybe a bit of carrot, even some few cloves of garlic in there, and you bring it up to a boil, and you let it simmer. If you're buying store-bought ones, they say cook to 160 degrees internal temperature. That's misleading.
Mm.
And in terms of cooking instructions, they're doing what the meat processors and the packagers and the branding, they do what the Canadian Food Inspection Agency wants, is that you cook it to an internal temperature of 160 degrees. But at 160 degrees, if we've been smoking brisket, it is still tough at 160 degrees.
Leather.
You've got to take it up and let it simmer a long time until it gets to that internal temperature of just about 200 degrees. And then you can pull it out, let it rest, and then slice it, and you'll have beautiful corned beef. And then you take the cabbage that has all the flavor from the meat in there, and you have corned beef and cabbage.
Mm.
And you can chop that up, and you can put it on a little rye bread and add a bit of mustard to it, and your rock and roll is golden. The other method you can do, if you're not using a pot and water, is you can use your crock pot, or you can use your Instapot and make it happen even faster.
Hmm. And it's interesting that you say, your dad being from the East Coast, that it was a staple in your home, because I've always just assumed corned beef and cabbage was very much an Irish thing.
Right.
And then the other thing I always just assumed was that corned beef was kind of more from the Jewish community, because all of the Jewish delicatessens would be serving corned beef on rye.
It's a meat that is universal, and if you eat beef, then corned beef is something that's pretty traditional, especially in that English culture, we'll say, and very much so. And you know, it's a delicious thing. I remember my dad; it was either corned beef or codfish and salt cod. We had a lot of that growing up as well. And then my mother would get in on the action and give you a spoonful of cod liver oil and ruin your day.
You know, you know what was a staple in the vent house growing up? Rye.
And not the bread. Goes good with corned beef, though.
And not the bread. All right. Yeah. Very good. Any other questions about corned beef?
Well, my memories of corned beef are very different because I think, you know, my parents being from the Caribbean, corned beef was always canned.
Okay, like spam.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where you get a canned corned beef and you make that into like a corned beef and hash, basically.
Mm. Oh, right, a breakfast.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, corned beef and hash is pretty tasty.
Yeah, throw an egg on top.
Throw an egg on top of that and you're having a good time.
Good time.
You know,
all
the great thing you can do with corned beef as well, have you ever put it in your grilled cheese?
No.
No.
All right.
About that.
See?
Change up the cheese. Go with a little Swiss instead of the cheddar.
Okay.
All right. Uh-huh. Take a little bit of Dijon mustard, mix it with mayonnaise, and brush the outside of the bread with that.
That's my lunch.
And then fry it.
All right, Teddy. If people want to talk to you about corned beef or any beef or any grilling, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
You're going to find me in the social media world at Ted Grills.